This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
An American multinational known as Coty Inc., the same multinational that owns brands like Clairol, Burberry, Adidas, CoverGirl, Alexander McQueen, and CoverGirl, they're paying $600 million, Xiaoling, for a controlling 51% stake in guess what? Kylie Jenner's cosmetic startup. And that values her business, I think she's only in her early 20s,
yes,
at $1.2 billion.
Amazing.
Amazing.
When you look at Kylie Jenner, right, I think the point is that she has 121 million Instagram followers. So now you know why they want to buy her cosmetics line. So they plan to buy it 51% of Kylie Cosmetics, valuing it at $1.2 billion. This company is also on track to roughly make $200 million in sales. Now, Coty, which is controlled by European firm JAB, has struggled with weak sales and executive turnover. And it's restructuring its operations, looking to sell its health, hair care and professional beauty business. And a collection of brands that account for nearly one third of its annual revenue. And I had a quick look at Bloomberg. The forward earnings is about 17 times PE, although current PE is at 40 times. They make about $8 billion US last year, but their profit was only $218 million. So yeah, I can see why they're struggling, because that means that the net margins were only 2.6%.
A little bit weird, because some of the brands inside Coty are household names, right? Things like Balenciaga, things like Lacoste, things like Jill Sander, Nautica, Davidoff, Bozzano, Roberto Cavalli, Stella McCartney, Escada. But again, I mean, these are names that are pretty much the 20th century names. And when you consider the social media influence of Kylie Jenner, Kylie Jenner last year, notoriously, she's an avid user of Snapchat, right? And when she sent out a tweet saying that she didn't like the user interface for Snapchat, Snapchat stock dropped and caused Snapchat to lose $1.5 billion in market value. That is the influence of this 24-year-old person.
Which is why
can you imagine?
Yeah, which is why Coty wants to buy this, right? Because it's part of this foothold into this lucrative, young, dynamic, growing kind of business, cosmetic business, right? Moving from the old world to the new young Instagrammers.
So to get an idea of what this deal means for Coty, we've got on the line with us Rebecca Scheunman. She's an equity analyst for Morningstar. Rebecca, thank you for joining us. How important is this deal to Coty's future?
Yes, good morning, and thank you for having me. So, you know, to start with, I will say that, as you'd mentioned, you know, the Kylie Cosmetics business is less than $200 million revenues. So initially, it's not going to make a huge impact on Coty's business, as it's going to be about 4% of sales, although we expect that that will grow over time as Coty expands the Kylie business globally. More broadly speaking, I think why this acquisition is important to the business is Coty helps that the acquisition will stabilize their makeup business, which has been struggling a lot. It's fallen in each of the past 3 years. And as you mentioned, you know, Kylie has this huge social media following. She's very popular with young consumers. So Coty is hoping that this acquisition will help to stabilize their makeup business. Although, quite honestly, we're skeptical that this is a great acquisition. We think that celebrity brands have inherent risks. Celebrity popularity tends to be quite fickle, and we think it can be very challenging to build long-term sustainable brand strength around celebrities. So, and we also think that our skepticism is validated by the fact that revenues have actually declined for Kylie Cosmetics. Back in an interview she did in August of 2017, she had reported that over the previous 18 months, that her sales of her products have been $420 million. And if you analyze that, that implies about annual revenue of $280 million. And Coty on their call yesterday said that the past 12 months and sales have been about $177 million. So we can see that revenues are declining on this business. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to continue to decline. We think that as Coty expands this business globally, that there are opportunities for growth there. But we do think that it's going to be difficult to build long-term brand strength around a celebrity.
But yet, we see the beauty market chasing such deals, right? Because recently, Shiseido announced they'll be spending $845 million to acquire Drunk Elephant. So is this going to be the new norm? Is this how big brands adapt to these changing trends in cosmetics?
Well, actually, you know, we think we don't see it as a big trend. We think it's a better strategy, and we're actually seeing, we also cover L'Oreal and Estee Lauder, and a strategy that they've been undertaking, which we think is a good strategy, is just to have celebrities endorse your brand. So, for example, Coty has the CoverGirl brand, as you mentioned. You know, we think if you have a celebrity endorse your CoverGirl brand, you're building the equity around CoverGirl and not necessarily that celebrity. So, you know, the big beauty companies, they also use these what are called influencers, and they're basically beauty bloggers that have a large social media following, and the beauty companies can pay and hire these influencers to endorse their brands on their platforms. And we do think that that trend will sustain, and we think that, you know, that's kind of how the big brands are adapting to this change in the marketplace, which we expect to continue for the time being.
Well, social media, Rebecca, tends to be more transient than most. Do you see this transience among celebrity brands being a negative for bigger consortiums like Coty going forward? And in fact, despite this, do you see more deals like this going forward?
You know, I really don't think so. So Coty right now, you know, they've got their hands full with this Kylie acquisition. This really gets their debt to a high level, and they don't have much capacity to make additional acquisitions behind this. And then, you know, the other companies, like I said, we'd also covered L'Oreal and Estee Lauder. And they have been continuing to make smaller little tuck-in acquisitions. You know, Estee Lauder just purchased the remaining stake in Have & Be skincare products. And we expect them to continue to make these smaller little tuck-ins, but we don't really expect them to make celebrity-named brands. They have shied away from this trend, and we think that's a good way to go.
All right, Rebecca, thanks ever so much for your time. That's Rebecca Scheunman, equity analyst at Morningstar. Now, interesting comments, and it seems like this is a normality going forward in terms of teaming up with celebrity brands and getting them to reinvigorate and galvanize existing brand groups like Coty.
Well, there seems to be two strategies, right, according to Rebecca. One strategy which Coty has adopted is to buy a brand that is just all about the celebrity, which is Kylie Cosmetics. Now, the other strategy, which is the likes of what Estee Lauder and maybe L'Oreal are doing, is to get celebrities to endorse the existing cosmetics that you already have. So, you know, you'll be using superstars to sell your Estee Lauder lipstick or your Lancôme lipstick rather than just buying some superstar's name brand, because they don't think that there's longevity in it. And I'll say it from a woman's perspective. Women, cosmetics is extremely fickle. It's a difficult business, right? Trends come and go. So how do you know that what's popular today will be popular tomorrow? And do you really want to spend $200 million buying a brand where sales keep coming down, is Rebecca's question.
Well, $600 million, actually. $200 million is the annual sales at Kylie Jenner. But the other thing is, it's quite ephemeral, because what happens one day if Kylie Jenner is no longer cool, or if she does something wrong in some nightclub at 3 in the morning, and she's no longer the brand that you want to be associated with?
Exactly, which is what Rebecca says. There is this risk, right, when you buy something that's just all about her versus maybe just hiring her to advertise a particular product of yours.
Yeah, the other thing that is also prevalent in these kind of deals is the existence of private equity firms. And a little bit of a trivia comment here. The Bloomberg has revealed that the matchmaker, the broker that put together Coty with Kylie Jenner, was an advisor. And I'm not kidding here. The person's name is Tiger Shark. Tiger Shark, right? But shark with a C, not with an S. Well, so I thought you might find that interesting.
Kylie got a fantastic deal. But you're right. Private equity is everywhere. And it's even in the cosmetic business. Because when I was talking about Drunk Elephant, which is a cult skincare brand, they are actually 50% owned by this private equity firm VMG since 2017, which is why you see so many of these transactions going around, because private equity is also looking to exit, right? Yeah, everybody wants their money at the end of the day.
And it's multiples of sales, not multiples of earnings, which is even more a little bit strange. Okay, it is 7:45 in the morning, 7:46. We're going to be coming back and we're going to be talking about Malaysia's potential cabinet reshuffle. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.